Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
It's our Discovery Unit. What are we discovering on Discovery? Well, there's a show we're going to be talking about called Deadliest Catch. We're all the way to season 9. And in today's program, actually it's a two-day unit, we're going to be talking about the quest for king crabs. Tom, let me ask you, do you like to eat crabs?
Well, I was a vegetarian for many years, so I didn't eat crab, but nowadays I'm letting chicken and fish go in. But it has been a while since I had crab, and if somebody offers me some crab, I'll probably eat it, and I do enjoy it. I do remember enjoying crab quite a bit.
You know what I love here in Taiwan is soft-shelled crab.
Ooh.
Oh, man, it's deep-fried. It's so good. I thought I wouldn't like it at first because, you know, it kind of looks like an animal on your plate.
True.
But it is really tasty. Well, we're going to talk about those men out there on boats and ships, mainly boats. You know, I should probably explain what the difference between a boat and a ship is. A boat is smaller. A ship is much bigger. So when we have these folks who are out there doing commercial fishing, they're doing some work that's considered quite dangerous.
Right. And of course, every time you go to a seafood restaurant and order up some crab or lobster or something like that, you got to think about those hardworking men and women out there on the open sea, risking their lives so that we can have some wonderful things to eat in the restaurants.
Yeah.
So that's what our program is talking about today. The quest for king crabs, big crabs, I think, that you can catch up there in Alaska. But we'll talk about this after we read the article, so let's do that right now.
When people think of dangerous jobs, commercial fishing is probably not the first occupation that comes to mind. Yet statistics show that it's one of the most perilous jobs in America, with a fatality rate that is almost twice that of other hazardous professions. In commercial fishing, the toughest job of all is catching Alaskan king crabs. On average, one crab fisherman is killed each week while trying to capture these elusive creatures. On Discovery's Deadliest Catch, Season 9, viewers can witness the trials and tribulations of these men who risk life and limb in pursuit of a bountiful catch. Since 2005, Deadliest Catch has covered the day-to-day struggles aboard fishing ships in the Bering Sea during the peak fishing season. As you may have already guessed, the show derives its name from the great risks involved in this profession. The primary reason that workers get injured or killed is the severe weather conditions they must endure. Hypothermia and drowning are the leading causes of death. On deck, fishermen must contend with icy winds, freezing temperatures, and enormous waves smashing into their vessels. Aside from the weather ordeals, fishermen must avoid mishaps with heavy machinery that could leave them crippled in an accident. Each episode of the series is centered on a common theme or problem that crews on different ships face as they hunt for crabs. In addition to the dangers, the show also captures the interactions between crew members, which are sometimes comedic, often heated, but never dull.
Okay, everybody, it's time now to talk about the contents of today's lesson. The title is The Quest for King Crabs. Quest here just means it's something that you really want. It's a search for something that usually is hard to get. Your quest for truth, for example. You want to find out what the meaning of life is. But here, these fishermen are heading out to sea to catch those king crabs because they are so hard to get. But when you catch them, you can make a lot of money.
Yeah, well, the risk associated with this job is quite great. Now, when people think of dangerous jobs, do you think of commercial fishing? I don't. Until I read this article, I was like, oh, wow, this is a dangerous occupation. Commercial here just means it's something that's done to make money. It's not just done for pleasure or fun. My father loves to go fishing. But it's not commercial fishing. If you're commercial fishing, it means you're out there trying to reel in fish to get a lot of fish and crabs to sell to the public. That's your living. Well, an occupation is something that you do to make money. It's the work that you do. It could be your job, your profession. It's your occupation. So sometimes on forms that you fill out, they'll say, what's your occupation? Well, it's not something we think of when we think of dangerous jobs. It doesn't automatically come to mind. If something comes to mind, it means it occurs to you. You think of it. It's remembered. You think of it when you think of something else. I could say to Tom, hey, Tom.
Yeah?
What comes to mind when you think of home? When I say home, I mean the U.S.
Well, I guess the kinds of trees that grow there, the fields and things like that, different kinds of food you can get. So those things come to mind. I think of those things. I imagine those things. And, yes, if someone asks you this question, what are some of the world's most dangerous occupations? You might think, okay, a soldier in an army or something.
Race car driver.
Or maybe you're working in construction and maybe a big pile of bricks fall on you or something like that.
Yeah.
Those are dangerous occupations, but fishing, that's not dangerous. You get on a boat, you go out there, you kind of just throw the net over the side and sit back and watch the waves for a while, maybe drink a few beers, and then you pull the nets in and everything's okay. No. It's actually quite difference here, because the statistics show that it's one of the most perilous jobs in America and perhaps in other parts of the world as well, with a fatality rate that is almost twice that of other hazardous professions. That's a lot. So we've got statistics here. Statistics are numbers that are gathered that represent things that happen in the world. You have data that you collect, and this data shows you, or I should say these data show you, some things that are happening. You gather statistics, for example, if you're trying to make money in the stock market, you need all this kind of data and information in order to make some conclusions about things.
Mm-hmm. And if you're talking about something that's perilous, you're talking about something that's dangerous. And I usually think of perilous as actually maybe putting you into a situation where you risk your life. You might possibly be killed. So it's a perilous job. The fatality rate here we're talking about is the frequency with which death occurs. So if something's fatal, it means it's likely to cause death. It did cause death. How many fatalities? You'll often see that in newspaper stories when there's a big tragedy or natural disaster. How many fatalities occurred? How many people died? So the fatality rate is how many people die doing this particular activity.
And if we talk about hazardous professions, we're talking about dangerous professions. A hazard, of course, is something that is dangerous and you should avoid it. Mm-hmm. You want to avoid hazards on the highway, for example, things that you might crash into and have an accident as a result of that. That's a hazard. Hazardous is the adjective. And a profession, of course, is something that you do in order to make money. So medical professions or law professions or whatever. But this is a hazardous or dangerous profession. It's at least, what did it say here, twice more dangerous or two times more dangerous than other hazardous professions. So if you want to be a commercial fisherman, maybe you better think again if you want to live a long time.
I know. Wow. This is a job that I wouldn't go into. Well, why is it so dangerous? We're going to talk about that. But of all the things that are dangerous in commercial fishing, the toughest job of all is those fishermen that go out and try to catch Alaskan king crabs. A king crab is the biggest crab of all. There are different kinds of crabs, as you know, but the Alaskan king crab is huge. But it's also the toughest job for fishermen in this industry. On average, one crab fisherman is killed each week trying to capture these elusive creatures. On average, if you take the average of a group of numbers, it means you add them all together and then you divide by the total number of the quantity that you're looking at. So on average, we're not saying all together. It's just average speaking. We are seeing these crab fishermen die one each week. That's kind of crazy. That is really quite high. And if you're talking about something that's elusive, it's kind of hard to find, hard to capture. These are hard little crabs to actually reel in, so it's not an easy job.
No, it isn't. And if you watch the Discovery Channel's program entitled Deadliest Catch Season 9, you as a viewer can witness the trials and tribulations of these men who risk life and limb in pursuit of a bountiful catch. My goodness, this sentence is bountiful with new words that we've got to explain to you. So here, let's talk about the phrase here, trials and tribulations. These two words are often used together. Trials, well, oftentimes a trial, of course, is when people go to court to try to determine who is guilty and who is innocent. That's a trial, but here, trials refers to something that is very difficult, something that causes you difficulty in your life. And again, as I said, this word is often used together with the word tribulation, which is basically the same thing, something that is difficult, it causes you trouble or suffering. Trials and tribulations. You could use this to exaggerate things, the trials and tribulations of trying to learn English. It could be very difficult for some people.
It can. It's true. Well, these men are risking life and limb. If you risk life and limb, this is a phrase we use quite frequently. It means you're putting yourself in a dangerous situation where you might either get hurt or killed. Why do they do this? Well, they're in pursuit of a bountiful catch. If you're in pursuit of something, you're chasing after something. Bountiful is not a word we see too often, but it just means existing in large amounts. You'll often see bountiful harvest being used when farmers are bringing in their crops from the fields. If they had a bountiful harvest, they did very well that year with the crops that they grew. Well, if you have a bountiful catch, you catch a lot of fish, or in this case, a lot of crabs.
I was going to say, catch is being used as a noun here. It's oftentimes used as a verb to catch the ball.
Uh-huh.
Or I didn't catch what you said, I didn't hear what you said, but here, catch. Somebody made a wonderful catch. The outfielder made a great catch, and the game was won. But here, it's a bountiful catch, in other words, catching lots of those crabs. Okay, that brings us to the midway point of our lesson for today. I think it's time now to take a time out and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第十单元。好，我们要介绍的是一个有趣的电视节目哦，在 Discovery 频道上的 The Quest for King Crabs， 我们中文把它翻成鱼人的搏斗。好，我们来看这个节目，它一开始它说到了，我们想到什么工作是很危险的呢？你脑子里头第一个浮现的职业可能不是 commercial fishing， 所谓的商业捕鱼。好，这个 occupation 就代表职业，那后面一个 comes to mind， something comes to your mind， 就是表示在你的心头浮现你会想到的。那第一个想到的并不是这样工作，可是啊，统计资料，好 ,statistics 就代表统计数字。那统计数字就告诉我们说，其实商业捕鱼呢，它是美洲最危险的工作之一。怎么讲呢？下面提到 a fatality rate， 这个说它的致死率，这个工作的致死率几乎是其他危险职业的两倍。这一句话里头其实有一个文法的观念要知道，也就是谈倍数。你知道 twice 是两倍，但是这里呢，它指的是致死率，前者跟后者的比较的话是其他职业的两倍。所以说这边有一个 that 要知道，这个其实是代替 fatality rate， 也就是致死率这个字。好，那再来看到后面还有个 hazardous 这个字就是代表危险的，有生命危险的。再往下读，下面就告诉你，其实啊，在商业捕鱼当中最困难的工作就是捕获阿拉斯加帝王蟹。那这 on average， 好，看到这个片语表示平均来说，平均来讲每一周都会有一位捕蟹的渔夫，他在抓这些难以捉摸的生物的时候丧生了。注意到这个形容词哦 ，elusive， 难以捉摸的。好，再来，他又告诉你，在 Discovery 频道的这个鱼人的搏斗这个节目的第九季里头，观众会看到 这些人他怎么样经历这些 trials and tribulations。Trials and tribulations 讲的就是考验与艰难，这是一件非常辛苦艰困的工作。那他们呢 risk life and limb， 这个偏语代表冒着生命的危险。好， in pursuit of， 后面接着这个偏语就是表示追求追寻，他们冒着生命危险就是为了要怎样，为了要求得丰富的渔获。好，这里当然还有一个形容词也要留意的，就是 bountifulBountiful 就代表丰收的。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue to talk about Deadliest Catch, Season 9. If you're a fisherman, a commercial fishermanYou are doing a very dangerous occupation, and since the year 2005, the program Deadliest Catch has covered the day-to-day struggles aboard fishing ships in the Bering Sea during the peak fishing season. So aboard means you're on a ship. Welcome aboard, they might tell you if you get on a cruise ship. You could also be aboard an airplane. Anytime you're in some kind of vessel or ship that you walk onto, you are aboard that ship.
Or a train. So all together we have a train, a ship, a boat, an airplane. You can say you're on board or aboard.
You wouldn't be aboard a taxi though, would you?
No, 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 no.
I guess you'd say you're in a taxi.
Yeah, you're in a taxi. Well, they have these day-to-day struggles. It's not easy while they're on these fishing ships. Notice here we're using ships, so we know they're pretty big in the Bering Sea during the peak fishing season. The peak season of anything means when there's the most activity going on. The peak tourist season in some places is usually when the weather's the nicest, maybe spring, summer. If you go to Taiwan, I wouldn't say the peak tourist season is the summer because it's so hot. Peak tourist season to me in Taiwan would be the fall when the weather is beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be nice, but I think most people have to go to school at that time.
Oh.
Or work.
Oh, I'm thinking of adults that are traveling. Peak fishing season is when you're going to catch the most fish.
Exactly. And as you may have already guessed, the show derives its name from the great risks involved in this profession. So, yes, you may have already guessed this. It's probably true. If something is derived from something, that means that's where it came from. Something is obtained from a certain place. Mm-hmm. Derive. For example, some people derive comfort from traveling. If you travel, you can derive or get lots of fun experiences.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of great risks involved, as we've talked about earlier in today's program. The primary reason, or the most important reason, the main reason that workers get injured or even killed is the severe weather conditions they must endure. If the weather is severe, it's very harsh. It's hard to tolerate. And if you talk about weather conditions, it's just the state of the weather generally. You wouldn't say weather condition. It's always conditions in the plural form. It's the state in which something exists. So the weather's really rough on them, and you have to endure it. To say that someone's enduring something means they're experiencing something, which is quite tough, and it usually lasts for a long time. It might be pain or suffering. Here it's really having to endure horrible weather while they're trying to make a living.
Yeah, if I had cancer, I don't think I could endure the pain, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, they have to endure these conditions. Hypothermia and drowning are the leading causes of death. Hypothermia means your body just gets too cold and you die as a result of that. You have a low body temperature and that causes problems, mm-hmm. and you die. And drowning, of course, that is referring to when you're actually in the water and you inhale water into your lungs and you drown, you die.
Right. It sounds like some of these guys actually accidentally go overboard. If you go overboard, you leave the ship and you're tossed into the ocean. A lot of people who are thrown overboard into cold waters, and the Bering Sea is very cold,
The temperatures are so cold that their bodies become hypothermic. And if you get too cold, of course, you can't survive. So on deck, even if you don't get thrown into the water on deck, it's also tough. On deck is that main level of the ship or the boat that you can stand on. Why is it hard there? Well, they have to contend with things like icy winds, freezing temperatures, and enormous waves. If you contend with something, and we use the preposition with here, contend with something, it means you deal with something that's pretty difficult, really unpleasant. So they have to deal with icy winds. That's tough for anybody.
Right, to contend, to struggle with something. And these are icy winds, cold winds that are blowing there. You also have freezing temperatures and enormous waves. Enormous means big, huge, very large. And they smash into their vessels. Smash is a word that's derived from the sound something makes when it hits something when it's going really fast. The car smashed into the tree, for example. And a vessel, of course, is any kind of ship. It could be a boat, and it could be a spaceship. That's what a vessel is.
Mm-hmm. Something that carries you as you travel. Aside from the weather ordeals, they also have to avoid mishaps with heavy machinery. Aside from is a phrase we use to say that in addition to something, they've got to do something else. Another word we could substitute for aside from would be besides. Besides the weather ordeals, they have to deal with other things as well. They have to avoid mishaps. Let's look at this word ordeal here. You don't see it often, but we use it quite frequently, to be honest. It's an experience that's unpleasant or kind of difficult. If you've been flying lately, you know that going through security at airports is kind of an ordeal. It takes forever, and it's kind of a pain. You could describe something that's just not fun to go through as an ordeal.
And it usually goes on for a long time as well. So in addition to the ordeals that have to do with the weather, the fishermen must also avoid mishaps, that's mistakes or accidents, that could happen with heavy machinery. Machinery, of course, refers to machines. That's accountable there. Machines are countable, but here machinery is not countable because we have so many different machines, we can't really sort them out.
So
they've got cranes and other kinds of machines that could cause accidents. And, yes, if there is an accident or mishap, they might be crippled. And if you're crippled, that means you are damaged in some way. Maybe you broke your leg or something or your arm and you cannot function perfectly.
Yeah, maybe you break your back so you're no longer able to walk or move normally. So they have to be very careful. Each episode of the series called Deadliest Catch is centered or focused on a common theme or problem that the crews have to face. The crew here is just a group of people who work together. We use crew to talk about people who work together on a ship or an airplane. That's their job, and they usually have different responsibilities. Well, the crews have to face different challenges as you watch each episode.
Right. Crew refers to the whole group of people and not the individuals.
No.
Similar words are like audience or family.
Staff,
etc. I've heard that so many times.
So you'd say a member of the crew.
Member of the crew, right. And, of course, we've got crews on different ships.
Uh-huh.
So you're talking about different groups on different ships. Therefore, the word crew can have an S at the end of it. And they have to face these problems as well because they're hunting for those elusive Alaskan king crabs. And in addition to the dangers, you could also say, aside from the dangers, the show also captures the interactions between crew members.
Mm-hmm.
Interaction means people are talking to each other, basically. An interaction is basically a conversation that people have. And, of course, they're beeping it all the time because these are, you know, working men, you know, and, of course, they use...
what do you mean, beeping it? Are they saying swear words?
They're saying a lot of swear words there. And they actually have quite a few conflicts
beep.
And they get angry at each other.
Oh.
Although they cooperate quite a bit there, but you can listen to their conversations, and of course they're sometimes comedic. They're telling each other jokes, while at other times they are heated. Heated means there's warmth in it. Is this room heated during the winter? I don't want to be cold when I sleep here, but a heated conversation means they're arguing.
They're angry. and you can see it in their faces and hear it in their voices. Well, sometimes it's funny, sometimes they're angry and they're yelling at each other, but one thing is guaranteed, their interactions that you get to see are never dull. Dull is just another word for boring. And who wants to watch boring television? No one. So it sounds like a fun show to watch. We also use dull, the adjective, to describe a knife that is not sharp and doesn't cut very sharply or cleanly. You want
right.
to sharpen your knife.
Right, indeed. And, of course, hosting this program has been a great pleasure. And so it's never dull. It's always exciting. And so is this show. And hopefully you will tune in as well and check it out if you're into fishing. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher once again.
好，我们继续谈这个节目，渔人的搏斗。其实呢，从西元2005年开始，渔人的搏斗这个节目就已经开始在捕鱼巅峰季播出这个在白令海的渔船上日复一日的奋斗。我们来看看这里有一个动词哦， cover。 cover 呢，如果用在新闻报道，我们就说哎，已经就表示报道了。那所以说这边讲这个节目它报道它播出这些内容，那这边有一个 the Bering Sea， 中文我们翻成白令海。还有另外提到 peak season， 这就表示巅峰季节或者是最旺盛的季节。再来下面继续说了，当然你可能已经猜想到了，猜想到说诶，这个节目的名称叫做 Deadliest Catch。 为什么叫 Deadliest Catch？ 其实我们首先看到 Deadly， 就如果去掉不要把这个字尾加进来， D-E-A-D-L-Y 就表示致死的、致命的，因此你从这里大概猜得出来说，哇，这个节目讲的就是这个职业的风险。那为什么其实在从事这个工作的话，他们受伤啊、丧命的原因是因为有两个重要的元素，一个就是失温，一个就是溺水。 Hyperthermia 讲的就是失温，另外 Drowning 就是溺水。好，这两个主因是他们致命的因素。而在这个船上啊，渔夫他必须跟天气搏斗，他天气当然是非常非常的寒冷，而且呢这打过来的浪可以说非常汹涌。好，接下来用到一个片语 aside from。 aside from 就是除了什么之外，当然这个片语本身是中性的，它可以是包含在内，也可以说是不包括它在里头。那这里是指除了前面讲的天后的磨难试炼之外呢，还有一点就是渔夫他必须要避免可以让他们成为重残的这些重机械的不幸事故。 mishap 讲的就是不测意外啊， machinery 当然是指机械，可是最重要的就是后面提到的 leave them crippled。 leave them crippled 这个是一个 VOC 的句型。好，这个 them 是受词，而后面的 crippled 是过去分词，它是用来修饰这个受词 them。 换句话说，我们知道一个人呢他成了残废的，我们用的是过去分词，让他们成为重残。好，再来往下最后一段提到这一系列的节目呢，它的每一集都有不同的一个主题或者是问题之上那除了危险之外，这个节目它也捕捉了船员之间呢一些很有趣的互动。好，这边有一个字就是 comedic。 comedic 其实就是 funny， 也就是很滑稽的、很好笑的。那有时候呢很激烈，可是却从来不会枯燥乏味。
That's the end of today's program. Thank you so much for joining us, and make sure you think about those hardworking men and women on the seas the next time you have some Alaskan king crab. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.